Welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark. I've got a great program all lined up for you. New songs to play. This should be the Beatles. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
We'll be right back.
For me and my monkey by the Beatles, one good fast job, Gord Downie in the Sadies, I Feel You, Sam Roberts. Okay, I'm going to try and cue up this next band. A very distinctive band, you can't mistake them for anybody else. The name of the band is the B-52s. They came out in 1979, and this is one of their songs off their debut. This one is called Dance This Mess Around.
Thank you.
Music Hall of Famer, Ringo Starr, timekeeper of the Beatles, and peacemaker, too, apparently, whoever got up on the wrong side of the bed and ended up getting a spat. More times than not, they would all gather at Ringo's place, Richie's place, since his real name is Richard Stark. They don't call him Ringo, other than in public, I don't think. Anyway, they'd gather at Ringo's place and smoke a peace pipe. Makeup. And that is a song. That's the title track of his latest record, Postcards from Paradise, written with Todd Rundgren. I think his main claim to fame was with Grand Funk Railroad. You might remember some of their songs, American Band and Some Kind of Wonderful from the 70s hit parade. And sounded pretty good. I like the chorus especially. And, of course, it name drops a ton of Beatles songs and a few Ringo solo songs as well. Good stuff, I think. And before that, on Ear Candy, here you heard Traveling, the Paper Lions from Belfast, PEI, Gee Whiz by Buck 65, and we started things off with the B-52s, Dance This Mess Around off of their self-titled debut record back in 1979. I remember that album cover. I remember going out to the record store and just being blown away. The record store owner was playing it and saying, a band like this only comes around once in a while, and well, a band like the B-52s ever only came around once. Just a crazy mix, I know, surf guitar, and I'm not sure what all the different influences were that went in to make their very unique cocktail. And speaking of the Paper Lions and their song Traveling, on YouTube, they have hit 6 million views of that track. 6 million. So little village in PEI, a band of brothers and two friends, and they've got a song that just keeps going and going and going. I wish they'd write another one as good as that. Probably time to get on with more music. Listen, I played that new Ringo Starr song, and that's kind of got me up for maybe some more music, some more new music. In fact, I've got a couple of new tracks that are going to be played in the show. The next one is a track from Mark Knopfler's latest CD called Tracker, and a track called Barrel. That's B-E-R-I-L, just in case you were wondering, here on Ear Candy.
It's all too late. you devil and your soul too. Bill was on another level when she got a book of metal. She was dead and free after all she did. After all she did. After all she did. After all she did.
Record released in 1976. That's from Fly Like an Eagle. And interesting tune that. Did you know that Steve Miller, as a young boy, his parents were friends with Les Paul and Mary Ford, I believe, pioneers in recorded music. And they had a tape recorder, and Steve had access to this, and he realized he could sing with himself. So, you know, he'd record one vocal track, and then track two, he'd be harmonizing with himself. So if you're listening to that tune and wondering how he got so darn good at blending his voice, that might have a little bit to do with it. And an interesting song and composition, too, because all the verses have him harmonizing with himself. The high end is the melody, and the low end is the harmony, kind of the reverse of what you would normally hear. And on the chorus, he drops down to a single voice for the first several bars before picking up the harmony again. Normally on a chorus, with the word chorus, meaning multiple voices, a chorus, he kind of reversed it. I find that pretty cool. And at the top of the set, we heard a new track off of Tracker. That's Mark Knopfler's new record. We heard Barrel. And now we're going to hear a new one from Scott Weiland. He of the Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver fame, by The Way She Moves, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you. Just make it great intake, no fake on a lake, I'll make all the changes. bitch you need to make. Step back, give it up, ain't life a bitch. No one making you, just you and this insane versus failure. Might take time for you to rearrange.
Was the Ting Tings and Hang It Up. I'm getting ready to hang it up and turn it over. We'll have time for maybe one more tune and then pass things on to the professionals here. And that set you heard The Way She Moves, Scott Weiland and the Round Wildabouts, 2-Bit Blues from Kid Koala off of his excellent record called 12-Bit Blues. You see, you get that? 12-bar blues, 12-bit blues. And we just heard the Ting Tings with Hang It Up. I think we'll Do one more. We're going to go over to Lee Harvey Osmond and Shake the Hand here on Ear Candy. Tune in every Thursday between 5 and 6 for another edition.
Thank you. back against the wall. You know that Nixon's grapes will heal if you
temple.